Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Bray Wyatt heading to AEW, Warner Media making plans for CM Punk beyond AEW, CM Punk reveals how long he was in talks with AEW, and Jon Moxley versus Hiroshi Tanahashi is not happening in AEW just yet. Hello, welcome to Solo Sunday News, part two, part dirt, if you will, like hot shots, a very dated reference. I am Andrew Pollard, this is What Culture Wrestling. Be sure to like, subscribe, comment, all that good stuff. This is a second slice of news for you today, and this one's all about AEW. There is a WWE news video that's gone up earlier today. Be sure to go and have a look at that if you have not already. Lots to talk about there, post WWE SummerSlam 2021. There's a return of Becky Lynch, the return of Brock Lesnar, the non-appearance of Nikki Bella. That's the major story, clearly, of course. But there's lots to digest there from SummerSlam, which was, to be fair, was a very good show from top to bottom. The Bianca Belair, Becky Lynch stuff, maybe not, but generally the show was very noteworthy. So go and check that video out if you haven't already. But right now, this is all about AEW. And we're starting things off with Bray Wyatt. Now, Bray Wyatt, of course, was one of the many, many WWE names who've been cut over the past, 16 months or so, dating back to just after WrestleMania 36. Wyatt was cut last month due to budget cuts. Budget cuts. This guy with just so much talent. And anyway, we've tore that apart countless times here on this channel. But yeah, according to Dave Meltzer speaking on Wrestling Observer Radio over the weekend, it looks like Bray Wyatt is indeed about to become hashtag All Elite. As Dave said here, we're going to see a lot of different people coming up, including Bray Wyatt. It's not 100%. His non-compete is not up. It's most likely happening. It's at the same stage where I said Aleister Black long before it happened. It's the same stage. I don't think there's pen to paper or anything like that. It's an expectation that's pretty strong, put it that way. Now, I think just hearing that Bray Wyatt is going to remain in the wrestling world is a big story for a lot of people because, I mean, this is somebody who, I don't know, there was speculation when he was released by WWE that he may just walk away or at least take a long sabbatical for a year or two before then returning to the wrestling business. But since those early rumblings, Bray Wyatt himself, Wyndham Rotunda, as we should call him now, I guess, going forward, has taken to social media to tease some very, should we say, fiendish things with some images of what looks like it would have been the next incarnation of the Fiend, of that character. And clearly that may happen somewhere else now, and that somewhere else seems to be AEW. Now, a three-time world champion, he has, of course, got the 90-day non-compete clause that WWE has in pretty much the vast majority of their main roster contracts. Apart from Aleister Black, that one, they balls that one up good with their clerical error on that one and only having him on the 30-day one, which meant he could turn up as Malakai Black, surprisingly, in AEW. But yeah, it's been Bray Wyatt, Wyndham Rotunda being in the wrestling world, still in the wrestling industry, in the wrestling business. That's a good sign to me. And to think that somewhere like AEW, where they encourage creativity and they allow the wrestlers to have a creative say in how things go, I'm going to guess they don't always get their own way, but just knowing that his ideas will be listened to and he'll be encouraged to serve up ideas in an environment like AEW, that's hugely exciting for me as a wrestling fan. I'm sure for you listening, watching, whatever you're doing. And while Bray Wyatt is seemingly about to become hashtag All Elite, one person who, of course, recently became hashtag All Elite is CM Punk. I can hear the chants of the United Center still ringing in my ears. What a moment in time. It was, I said at the time, it felt almost like just a warm welcome back hug to a man who a form that I love was something that he'd loved for so long. And it was just great to have CM Punk back in the fold, back in wrestling, in AEW. I mean, just it was that is an all-time great reaction. That is an all-time great moment. It was special, man. It was special. But that, again, that's something that's been covered plenty in the past couple of days. You'll need me to tell you how great that moment was. It's just like, goosebumps still. Goosebumps. Chicago, you rock as well. Awesome job. Awesome job. But anyway, CM Punk, according to PW Insider, Pro Wrestling Insider, Mike Johnson does a great job over there. Warner Media, the parent company of TNT and TBS, TNT where AEW is currently housed, their programming. And then as of next year, the AEW programming is in Dynamite and Rampage. It's going to be on TBS. So Warner Media, the parent company of those, are currently making plans, tentative plans for CM Punk beyond AEW. What that means, no idea at this stage. But TNT viewed it very much as, and Warner Media, I guess, by association there, by ownership there, viewing it that CM Punk has very much joined their team. So it's not just, he's not just AEW, he's TNT, he's Warner Media. Now, what those possibilities beyond AEW may entail, we don't know at this stage. But, I mean, CM Punk's such a talented dude away from wrestling. In a wrestling ring, he's great. With a microphone, he's great. However, when you use him in wrestling, the guy will knock it out of the park. 9 times out of 10 on most days. But of course, this is somebody that has so many other strings to his bow, I guess, is one way to put it. He still does the MMA commentary, but you saw how great an analyst he is when he has the opportunity on WWE Backstage, where he just has so much knowledge and such a, I don't know, genuine. Genuine is a word I think of when I think of CM Punk. He just comes across very genuine in whatever he does. And that is, you want to listen to the guy because you know he's not just talking nonsense for the sake of doing nonsense because he's getting paid to talk nonsense. He gives his opinion and he's not afraid to do that, and he does so in a way that's informative and entertaining. But also, you've got to think of his acting credits as well. A quick plug that, you know, Jacob's Wife, that is now on Shudder as of last Friday. A really cool movie to check out, and I will plug Shudder all day long, which I'm not paid to do that right now, so I will stop. But yeah, the point is, Jacob's Wife, he's really fun in that. But then you've got the Girl on the Third Floor, you've got Rabbit from the Social Sisters, a remake he did. There's also the voice work he did for the animated WWE movies as well, to remember that Flintstones movie, that was a whole lot of fun. That's all I'm saying. But yeah, my point being, CM Punk, whatever plans, tentative plans TNT or Warner Media are making away from AEW, that dude brings so much to the table, and it'll be fun to see how this all plays out. I feel like I've said fun a lot there. This is fun. AJ Lee as well, just to drop in this little nugget as well, she just put a really cool reaction after Punk's, you know, that big moment on Rampage, opening the show, cult of personality here, Chicago going absolutely insane, and rightly so. And everybody watching at home, I know you might try and play it cool, but I know that everybody watching this who saw Rampage lost their mind just a little bit. And there's nothing wrong with that. But AJ Lee took to Twitter to give her response to this, saying, go on, break the internet, boo, with screenshots from ESPN, SportsCenter, and a few other choice outlets that were all reporting this massive monumental news. And her and Larry, the dog, had been watching it from home, which it's just like, it's cool to see. Like, oh, there's a dog. There's AJ Lee and a dog just watching CM Punk, you know, just changing the game and the rest of the business. And a side note with AJ Lee, Big E this week, I apologize, I can't remember which outlet he was he spoke to. I just saw a story where Big E had talked up about how he'd love to see AJ Lee return in and work the Brock Lesnar schedule, as he called it, that part-time schedule. Whether that happens, I don't know. One would think if she was, well, AJ Mendes was keen to return to wrestling in some form or fashion, chances are now it's going to be AEW. But I mean, AJ Lee's doing absolutely fine for herself with her writing work, whether that's in terms of actual books or screenwriting. So yeah, she's fine. She doesn't need wrestling. I'm sure we'll see her at some point in AEW, and that as well will be a cool moment. But yeah, on the whole CM Punk, this wasn't meant to be a whole CM Punk video, but I feel like it's kind of going that way. But there is Moxley and Tanahashi to come up in a second. But in regards to CM Punk's discussions, negotiations, talks with AEW, with Tony Khan, Fightful of reporting that Punk said now that these talks have been going on before he signed for, well, as he put it, nearly a year and a half. So that's technically, that would just about be pre-pandemic is one way to look at it, which is nuts because the world as we know it right now that we're living in, it feels like it's been in this kind of stasis for about 7 years by this point, but I'm not going into any of that. But yeah, point being that CM Punk was in talks by the sounds of it with AEW before everything happened. But yeah, his issue is, as he described, I think this was from the media scrum that he did after Rampage, and obviously picked up by Fightful and Show Ross Sapp over there, that money was never a problem. That wasn't an issue for Punk in these talks. It was just he wanted to get to know Tony Khan, and he wanted to find the right moment to return to wrestling in the right environment with the right people around him. And you look at that AEW Rampage, that was the right moment. That was the right environment. That was the right people. That was his people. That was Chicago, man. That was, yeah, that was special. But yeah, Punk also said that it's more an indicator of himself as a paranoid, anxiety-ridden, very careful person. That's the bit I've got written down here. Rather than any sort of indictment of AEW. It's just Punk wanted to be sure that if he was going to do this, then it had to be right. He said it himself, mentally, spiritually, he needed to heal and physically, of course. And you can't do that in a place that's making you sick. So, anyway, CM Punk is back. He'll be on Dynamite on Wednesday, and it's going to be a grand old time. But wrapping things up with something that isn't CM Punk related, John Moxley versus Hiroshi Tanahashi, a match that I'm sure that so many of us were looking forward to, and I'm sure we will get it at some point, but at some point is seemingly not going to be All Out. Now, that was the belief, was we were going to get Mox versus Tanahashi for the IWGP United States Championship, which Tanahashi won, last weekend? We were hopeful that was going to happen at All Out, Tana versus Mox. It was going to be great. It was going to be the Ace of New Japan Pro Wrestling versus John Moxley, who has been spitting fire at times in the direction of Tanahashi. But yeah, this match, as it's been reported in the Wrestling Observer newsletter from Dave Meltzer, that it's not going to be happening at All Out due to a political timing, a minor political timing snag. And that seems to be that the plan is that John Moxley was supposed to be winning this match if it happened. And New Japan Pro Wrestling don't particularly want to see Tanahashi lose just yet. So, yeah, there's also the small matter of Tanahashi was previously advertised to be facing Kota Ibushi, defending that same title, the US title, against Kota Ibushi on Wrestle Grand Slam event on September the 4th, so the day before All Out. Now, of course, he could have flown. It would have been a tough old schedule, but it's not impossible to get from Tokyo to Chicago for All Out in that small time frame. But that maybe is an issue as well. But yeah, I think that it just comes down to New Japan Pro Wrestling don't want Tanahashi to lose, and John Moxley was going to be winning this. So yeah, we will be, by all accounts, we will be getting this match at some point, just not All Out. But then that throws up the question of who faces John Moxley at All Out. John Moxley has to have a match at All Out. I mean, he's one of your biggest stars in the company. Maybe that Will Ospreay comment about the dweebs in AEW comes back to bite Will Ospreay on the backside. Hey, who knows? But there's so much potential, man, just on the AEW roster, but also not on the AEW roster. You know, this is the world we live in now, unless we're in our WWE bubble. But the world we live in wrestling is... It's just, I hate the phrase, the forbidden door has kind of been overplayed to death by now. But is it? Like, all bets are off. Anybody from anywhere could walk up and challenge John Moxley at All Out. It could be someone from the AEW roster. It could be someone new to Japan Pro Wrestling. It could be somebody from the NWA. It could be somebody from Ring of Honor. It could be somebody from Impact. It could be some guy off the indies that we may not even have heard of yet. It's a fun time. It's a fun time. Again, with the fun. But hopefully this has been fun for you. This has been our AEW news video. I have been Andrew Pollard. Be sure to follow us at What Culture Wrestling on Twitter. What Culture WE on Twitter. What Culture Wrestling on YouTube. Be sure to like, subscribe, comment, all that good stuff. Follow me if you want at Culture Left Peg on Twitter. If not, no worries. It's cool. It's fine. I won't take any offense. But yeah, whatever you're doing, I hope the rest of your Sunday is great. I hope it's fun. I hope there's that word again. I hope you have a cracking day, whatever you're doing, whether that's just chilling out, maxing, relaxing, or you're busy working, I don't know. But have a good one, whatever you do. We'll be back soon. As I said, that WWE News video is also up on our YouTube channel now, so give that some love if you want. Anyway, have a great day, and I'll see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.